This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds, and this week we're airing a series on C-sections in Washington State. One of our reporters on that series, Isolde Raftery, is the online editor here at KUOW, and she joins me today to talk about some details from this series called Labor Intensive that we couldn't fit on the air. So, Isolde, you've been covering this. I guess we want to mention that there are often good reasons for C-sections.
Absolutely. I mean, C-sections have saved some of the lives of my friends, so I'm really grateful for C-sections. But no one denies that there are simply too many cesareans being performed in Washington State, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And one of them is that some doctors simply perform more C-sections than others because there hasn't really been set protocol or standards or anyone overseeing or looking at the data. And then also some hospitals are just more okay with it as well. There's also that some moms are older, some moms are sicker, and so those are reasons as well. I was speaking with a director at a small hospital with very high rates, and she told me that when she drilled down into the numbers, she found that one doctor had been performing a lot of C-sections, and that that doctor was just more sympathetic to moms who wanted them. Let's say their husband was going to be deployed overseas, or their mom was in town. And then also that doctor was operating a little bit out of fear that she might make a misstep, and this was just the safer bet.
Yeah, so doctors did tell you that sometimes doing a C-section was just the safest thing to do.
Absolutely.
But is that true?
Yeah. So one of the doctors told me that there's a saying in medicine that's you never regret a C-section. So in the moment, a C-section may seem to be the best bet, but in the long run, there can be complications. I mean, we're talking about a really serious surgery. It's an incision into the muscle and then into the uterus, and that's really simplifying it, but that's basically it. And the stitches can break open, and there can be infection. One mom, actually, since this has run, emailed me and told me that she ultimately got a hysterectomy because of infections that resulted afterward, and recovery is longer, and it's often traumatic for the mom because she's gone under. And then there's this really nasty condition called placenta previa accreta that affects moms who've had C-sections before and affects others too, but it really affects moms who've previously had C-sections. And that's when the placenta, which is basically the organ that feeds the baby throughout pregnancy, gets stuck on the scar from a previous C-section, and it can grow out of the uterus and into the bowel, and it can cause a hemorrhage. And it has caused some moms to die here in Washington State.
Now, you mentioned in your story that one of the reasons that C-section rates have increased is because of sicker moms. What's going on there?
Yeah, so medical science is amazing, and women who never dreamed of having families before are able to get pregnant and stay pregnant, and that is wonderful. And that's thanks in part to fertility treatments and these really specialized doctors, a lot of them at University of Washington Hospital, where they even had a mom who was 62 years old, which is incredible.
62. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that... It's cool. I can't imagine being 62 and dealing with a newborn, but it's incredible. One doctor explained to me that babies of older and sicker moms tend to also be more vulnerable. Their babies just aren't as robust as the babies of healthier moms. And that's obviously not across the board true, but that is the case for many moms and babies. And although they may grow up to be healthy children and adults, they can be more vulnerable in utero. And labor is physical. Every contraction is basically asphyxiating the baby. And it's incredibly tough on the child. And healthy babies can withstand that. But for sicker babies or babies of sicker moms, a C-section may be necessary. Another issue that doctors mentioned a lot was obesity. There are a lot more heavy moms who are more likely to have diabetes and heart disease. And hospitals are beginning to accommodate for these much more obese mothers. For example, at Whidbey Island General, they recently reinforced their toilets to basically be able to support heavier moms.
Now, there are some good reasons and some bad reasons for doing a C-section, but if we reduce the rate, I think the presumption is we're doing too many of them. Is there any danger there?
So apparently everybody right now is gung-ho, like, let's just reduce the rate. But some doctors worry that in the zeal to reduce the rate, we might actually sacrifice quality of care of mom and baby. Tom Benedetti at UW Hospital asked me rhetorically, are better rates worth it if one in 100 babies die? And I said, are you kidding? No. And he said, okay, what about one in 1,000? And again, I said, no way. And his point, and Dr. Tanya Sorensen at Swedish Hospital said this as well, is that the health of a baby and the mom matters so much more than a statistic.
Isolde Raftery, our online editor at KUOW, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ross.
And if you missed any of this series, you can check it out at kuow.org. It's called Labor Intensive. This is The Record on KUOW.